True Crime Radio is brought to you by DBI Media, FetLifeRadioStation.com, and Prison Production. This episode is produced by Joey DeVille, Dawn Michelle Chamberlain, and executive producer, Pulitzer Prize winner, Suave Gonzalez.
Father, not no, your I'm mother. Telling you, when my father was having his addiction, the beatings got worse for my mother.
Did your mother abuse you?
She was very abusive, emotionally, physically.
So when you
verbally,
feel abuse in life, you get into your bag, your defensive bag, and create these monsters, right?
The monsters appeared.
Monsters.
The monsters appeared. They were created. They appeared. I can't. I don't.
And you do a lot.
The word create. Let's look at that for a second, because when you say create, it's almost as if I created it like it wasn't real, but it was real. It was real.
In your mind.
In my mind, in my life, I acted it out like it was a real situation. Like it was a result of the abuse and my mother's monsters, the neglect. She had the monsters, you know, those things that made me feel like I wasn't worthy. I didn't have value. You know, I could always do better. It wasn't enough. You know, I got it so hard from my own mother. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, I felt like shit a lot of the times. Like, you know, I didn't feel like I was winning.
So you took what your mother gave you and in turn passed it down to your children, right?
The monsters that appeared in my mother's life also appeared in my life later. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't beat my kids physically, neglect
was heavier. Who you think is worse for doing that? You or your mom?
I'm worse.
Okay.
I'm worse, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it happened to me, and you would think that because it happened to me, I recognize the signs and I wouldn't want to repeat the behavior, but it still happened. The behavior still repeated itself and it was even worse, which makes me worse.
Did you love your mom?
I love my mom. I love my mom to this day. Yeah, I still love my mom, even in the midst of her struggles with her monsters and the abuse. I still love my mother.
Same way you love your kids, right? But you abandoned them. God, pay everybody else to go do things with your kids. Because you was too busy running the streets. You were too busy trying to be fly. You was too busy doing everything else but what you supposed to do. Be your mother. Talk to me, don't.
I don't know what the fuck you want me to say.
I want you to say what you're feeling. I want you to say how much control that monster had in you. Damn it,
you're telling me that I don't really love my mother? Or you're telling me that... What? Because you just confused me. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
I confuse you like that monster
like that monster. Exactly, exactly. You see what's happening now? Family, Pet Life family, do you see what's happening right now? Do you see the mind fuckery that's going on? These monsters are doing?
That's that monster.
Do you see what just happened?
It's that monster.
Y'all might have to play this shit back because this is deep what's happening right now.
It's that monster talking.
Y'all might have to play this back a couple times to really see the dynamics of what's going on in this conversation, because it's in and out, up and down, it's back. It's like, wait, are they for real? Are they not? Are they no, this is for real.
The number one thing
is really what's happening.
The number one thing is, right, that we know how to deal with the monsters. We could pinpoint to the monsters. We put a stop. We could fucking crush that monster. Right. But a lot of people in our community don't know how to do that.
They don't know how to do it.
They don't know how to deal with that. You know, a lot of people call it monster, but in reality, you know. know what it is?
What is it?
Mental health. Which is something that Latinos and blacks haven't been taught to deal with.
We haven't been taught it. We don't deal with it. We don't accept it.
You know.
We're embarrassed about it.
It's a shame that you hear mothers nowadays telling their kids, you fucking retarded little kid, get over here. You ain't going to be shit. You're going to turn out like your daddy. What type of way is that to talk to a kid?
It ain't.
You know, it may sound good when you on the gram. Sounds good when you on TikTok doing that shit for likes. But you know what don't sound good? When your son or daughter pick up the monsters and make the wrong decisions with them. And now they're in a fucking prison cell serving life without parole. 10 to 20, 5 to 10. Because you, Dawn, as a parent, didn't know how to deal with them monsters. And I'm talking to all the Dawns in the world.
Every single one.
Not just talking to Dawn, the co-host. I'll stop playing and get your shit together. I'm talking to the Dawns of the world.
And listen up. Now, since we're talking, right? And we delivered that in a way. And I'm hoping, and I'm pretty sure they got it. You think they got that shit swapped? You think that they figured out they connected? Because now we can talk a little different. Let's change the language a little bit. So what you just observed, what you just heard was, in fact, a situation that, like he said, our Latino and black communities just don't know how to deal with, and that's mental health illnesses, mental health conditions. And I, along with my mother, my grandmother, and a couple other females in my family, suffer from various mental health illnesses. And mine, I'm diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
For those that don't know what that is, you know, because we can't assume that people know what it is. Right. Break it down. Break it down in a way, right, that people understand what bipolar is, what it does to a person.
So
and
for
how,
me.
And how do we affect the family?
Oh, my God. So for me, bipolar, it's a mix. It's depression and manic, right? And I'm going to say it the way that I can explain it in the way that I understand it. It's not a textbook definition that I'm about to give y'all. I'm gonna talk to y'all in the way I feel like y'all can understand it. So depression, part of the bipolar, is demonstrates depression traits. So it's like you're sad, you're down, you lack motivation, you lack focus, you know, everything's, you know, a bummer. You may even want to hurt yourself some days. You don't feel value. You don't love yourself. You look in the mirror and you see ugly. You have no motivation to do shit. You don't want to get up. You don't want to clean the house. You don't want to get dressed. You don't want to cook. You know what I mean? You just down. You're depressed. You no activity. You're not, you know, of use to anybody or anything. You're in the fucking way. Negative talk to yourself all the time, just negative emotions, and you have this energy around you that's so negative that people don't even want to be the fuck around you. You know what I mean? It's just like, and then you don't even be knowing sometimes because it's just the way you are. It's like the fucking shades pulled down all day. It's just darkness everywhere, even when there's light out. Darkness in your mind, in your thinking, in the things that you speak. It's down. You're depressed. And then the manic part, the mania, is an elevation of self, of energy, of attitude, of your value, your worth. It's kind of like the total opposite, actually. It's like, if I'm depressed, I don't love myself. I don't think I'm worth shit. I don't think I deserve that job. If I'm manic, not only do I think I deserve that job, but motherfucker, I'm gonna be the CEO. But this motherfucker, and I'ma, you know, climb to the top. It's like that drastic of a shift, right? you do a lot of things for me when I'm manic. I don't sleep. You know, I go for hours and hours and hours. I have an excessive amount of energy and strength physically. I can just do a whole lot. I move very quickly, talk very quickly. I want instant gratification, instant results. I have these big, huge ideas and goals that some people would think are completely out of, out of this world. But me, in a manic state, it's normal. It's obtainable. It's, it's something that I can do. And then some people would say that that's, I'm being a risk taker. Right? These are the things that I heard, right? You're taking risks. You're doing this. You're doing that. And I'm thinking, no, it's not a risk. That's just normal thinking. Like, what is wrong with that? Like, why would you think that if I take this last $20,000 that I have, and instead of paying my mortgage and all the bills and, paying down the tuition at my child's school, I'm going to go and go to this casino and bet it on a horse, or go to Rodale Drive and go grab a whole bunch of designer clothes and just shop and or gamble and spend and just do all these risky things. Or I might even go invest in a business venture at that time and just, waste the money and just make an impulsive decision, right? I thought I was unstoppable, invincible. You know what I mean? Like, trying to think how else I can describe it to y'all. Like, invincible, unstoppable, the best that ever did it, smartest person in the room, smartest person in the world. Take on everything, never saying no, never allowing myself to say no, not feeling anything, just completely numb. Both the depression and the manic bring numbness for me. Like, I don't feel anything at all. It's just like I'm an AI bot or something. It's just like I'm just numb. This is neutral. I don't know how else to explain it, and I don't know how people experience that shit or what they feel, but that's just the way I feel. I'm like numb in either instance. But that mania, the mania is the best feeling ever, man. When you're manic, for me, it was like, especially because when you're going from low and high, you feel great.
Describe that feeling.
I just feel like I'm the champ. I'm the champ. I'm the queen. I'm Cleopatra. Everybody loves me. Everybody loves me. I have all the power. I have all the answers. I'm just, consumed in richness and luxury and, like I said, that it makes me happy. It makes me, want to be out. It makes me, want to just be the center of everything. It makes me just want to, take on the world and not be afraid to do anything. But then it's, some people think, well, hey, that doesn't sound too bad. That's just, loving yourself, or, that sounds like, what's wrong with that? But
so what can a young lady
do? It gets out of control. That's what's wrong with it.
What can a young lady do to seduce some of that manic?
Well,
what are the red flags that we should look for that a young woman is about to go to that stage?
So for me, like I said, I didn't realize what it was at first until it was diagnosed and I was able to, really, really study it and break it down and, journal my behavior. But like, for example, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to keep it 100. When I was in a manic state, I would do some shit like, it might be a Monday. I get up. I'm supposed to be on my way to class. This is when I was in college. I'm supposed to be on my way to class. And after class, I go to study. Then I might go pick up, an afternoon shift at my job on campus. I would get into a manic episode and I would get up, get dressed, get on a train to go to class, stay on that train. Instead of getting off at school, I would get off at the fucking airport, hop on a plane, fly to motherfucking Miami with no plan, with no money in my pocket, get off the plane, get down to Miami, go to the strip, and just be out there. Run up on motherfuckers looking for niggas. I think I'm the shit. I'm at this highest point. I'm the queen. I'm the sexiest, baddest Jessica Rabbit bitch you can think of. So I'm walking up on any nigga that I see, and I'm gonna fuck with him. I'm gonna trick him. I'm gonna trick with him. I'm gonna get a bag from him. I'm gonna, you know what I mean? Roll with them. So now I'm in Miami, supposed to be in class. I done flew the fuck to Miami. Total fucking stranger. Think, you know, with these motherfucker. Out with them, dating with them, playing house, whatever you want to call it, engaging in sex. Then I'm at the party, drinking, carrying on. You know what I mean? Then I might take a motherfucker's credit card and go shopping, splurging. You know what I mean? And just out. My phone's ringing. My family's looking for me. I'm way the fuck in Miami. Then I hang up and don't talk to him for days and be gone. Just be on one. I might stay with that same nigga, or I might leave that person and be on to a whole nother escapade with somebody else. I might end up leaving that nigga. And I'm reflecting on certain real situations. So I leave that nigga. Let's just say I wake up, spend 2 days with that motherfucker, and then leave him. And then I pull up to a local church and go inside, and they're having Bible study. And now I'm in there, you know, participating in Bible study and interacting with everybody at the church and signing up to be a member and staying for rehearsal and just this whole different person and just like crazy dynamic of shifts of the behavior. And I haven't even had much sleep, right? But everybody loves me. I'm this perfect person, and whatever I touched or dealt with during the time of those manic episodes, I did it in excellence. That was the crazy shit. So I'm thinking, why would I think it was something wrong with that? You understand what I'm saying? I'm down here tricking with a motherfucking baller.
You know why you didn't think there was something wrong with that?
Getting him to take me on shopping sprees and all this kind of shit.
You know why you didn't think there was something wrong with that?
Why?
Because you never dealt with your mental health issues.
Never even knew I had it. Exactly.
So, you know, again, you know, a lot of times, if we don't know, we don't know. And a lot of times, we don't ask either, right? So, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And you can say, fuck you, or whatever you want to say, right?
All
right. I welcome that. Do you think that a person that's going through these stages, right, should be whole accountable for everything that goes in the household? For everything that could potentially lead them to incarceration. Think about it.
Say it one more time so I can make sure I
do.
Just
say
it one more time.
Do you think, right, that a person that's going through these stages should be held accountable for everything that's going on in their household, in their house, or perhaps if they commit a crime? Do you think they should be held accountable 100%?
I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to tell you why.
Talk to me.
I feel like if a person is not held accountable, regardless of their mental health condition, that it ain't going to do nothing but allow them the opportunity to repeat that behavior over and over again. If I didn't get held accountable for my crime and sat down, I would have never even known that I had a fucking problem. When that judge said to me, and y'all heard it, when he said to me, Miss Chamberlain, your life on paper and your behavior don't add up. There's something wrong. And even when he said it to my face, I didn't get it. Like he was telling me, right? I still didn't get it. But if that hadn't happened, if I wasn't held accountable for my criminal behavior, I wouldn't have known that the criminal behavior was a result of a mental health condition that I was struggling with that I didn't identify with or didn't know. Once I realized that my mental health contributed to my criminal behavior and my criminal thinking, then it all started making sense. So now, because I'm being held accountable, it helps me think differently. It helps me track and understand and identify more with the signs and symptoms and the onset that this mental health condition brings out. Does that make sense? So like, I'm being held accountable. I'm sitting in prison. Now I'm thinking, okay, what did I do? How did I do it? I'm breaking it down. How was I feeling? All that
paranoid,
shit, right?
Huh?
And now I'm able to it helps me better manage the condition. And if I was never held accountable, I would never even know. So if somebody comes somewhere, I'm not saying don't cut them a break, because it might be somebody with schizophrenia, Down syndrome, different things that really have different, you know, levels of control of the mind and the behavior. So everybody's case is different. But I'm not, everybody should be held accountable for things that are done, regardless of whether they're
I agree with you.
I mean,
this is the first time, ladies and gentlemen, that me and my co-host agree, right?
Right.
Which bring me now to a more serious issue. You just said out of your own mouth, everyone should be held accountable. Right?
Right.
So why are we not holding your husband accountable?
Holding him accountable for what?
For what? For not
for what I did?
For not being able to identify that the woman he said I do, for better or worse, was going through a stage that forced her to neglect the household and the kids.
He can't be held accountable
Why
for
not?
Something that I did, because he doesn't know that I had the problem. He's not
Why
a doctor, not? And he's not a psychiatrist.
You mean to tell me nobody
he's not a doctor
that.
Or a psychiatrist? Then why would my mother be held accountable?
Oh, man,
or my grandmother? And
right
they
now,
have these conditions, right?
You, right now,
I'm
you,
just telling you.
Right now, you talking.
If
right now you talking like you dick with.
No,
it's cool.
No,
I got it. That's
no,
your man. You ain't gonna throw a mother the bus.
That ain't that.
Hold him accountable.
No.
What you mean no?
I'm telling you why. Listen.
No, hold him accountable.
He's not accountable for that time period. How he didn't know what the fuck was wrong with me. He's not a psychiatrist. And he would say to me, what the fuck is wrong with you? What is your problem? You crazy. You weird. You like something wrong with you. Those were the flags he was throwing at me,
nah,
but he didn't know.
He was throwing them flags at you because he didn't want you to get that pussy up to nobody
no,
else.
He didn't know that's what I was doing, Suave. He didn't know what I was doing.
You,
no, Suave, no.
You.
No, you're
you.
Wrong. And I don't want you to give the audience the wrong
I mean, you give me
situation.
The wrong. You call
that's
me wrong.
That's not what happened,
okay.
Suave.
I understand
he didn't
you
know.
You can call me wrong, but check this out, right?
He didn't know that.
What we not going to do?
He didn't know that.
What we not going to do in this world?
Mm-hmm.
To our listeners across the country, what we're
mm-hmm.
not going to do
mm-hmm.
is make a scene, right? Like, mm-hmm. don't, like, Coach Dawn mm-hmm. Michelle Timberland
right.
was this woman that totally abandoned her kids and all that. Because that's not the case, right? That's not the case.
What do you mean?
It's not the case. There's more pieces to this chess game.
Right, okay.
It's more pieces, right?
Okay.
On the surface, you painting it like I'm responsible. You know, you are not responsible for everything that go on around you. You are not responsible for the neglection of other people towards you. You are not responsible, right? Because somebody failed to identify that you was going through stages that was altering the way you normally function in life. You are not responsible for that. You cannot sit there and take responsibility or ownership for every fault that other people got. And because you feel in debt to them, you sitting there taking ownership of that.
Nah,
we're not going to do
that's
that.
That's not what's happening.
So talk to
that's
me.
That's not what's happening.
Talk to me.
And you're not going to force, this is what we're not going to do. You're not going to force
spicy,
your opinion though. On a situation or this audience before they even know the whole story. So you throwing shit out there, you know what I'm saying?
So you know
and
what? You know what?
That,
you
this
know
is what I'm saying, but this is what happens, right?
Say it.
This
Talk.
Is what happens.
Talk.
You throwing this shit out there, but this is what goes on in other people's households too. We don't know these things. So for example, I'm not taking responsibility for nobody else's responsibility or lack thereof. That's not what's going on here. Everybody had a responsibility in my situation, right? But I'm only speaking on myself. In terms of the mental
But you know
health,
what we're not going
right?
to do? You know what we're not going to do?
What?
We're not about to let our audience off the hook. If you want to listen, to what's happened next, you will have to tune in next week. Stop playing and get your shit together.
That was another episode of Get Your Shh Together featuring Dawn Michelle Chamberlain. Tune in every week on FetLifeRadioStation.com or go to all platforms. We appreciate your support and we hope to see you next week. True Crime Radio is brought to you by DBI Media, FetLifeRadioStation.com, and Prison Production. This episode is produced by yours truly, Joey DeVille, Dawn Michelle Chamberlain, and executive producer, Pulitzer Prize winner, Suave Gonzalez. Until next time.